Row, row, row your. We got it. We're all in the same. We're gonna need a bigger. Don't rock the. Yes, and usually when you're in a boat, you want to not do anything that capsizes the boat. You don't want to do anything so someone falls over. That's why you don't rock it back and forth. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, it says this. Our firm decision is to work from this focus center. One man died for everyone, and that puts all of us in the same. You see, when it comes to our relationship with Jesus, we're not supposed to stay the same, though. It's not supposed to be just easy sailing. We're supposed to grow. We're supposed to change. We're supposed to go to our next level with God. And so when it comes to our relationship with God, we really do need to rock the. You got it. Today, our goal is to ask and to answer this question. Where's God when chaos happens? Now, if you came today looking for hope, for peace, for purpose, for focus to your life, I've got some good news for you. There is hope found in Jesus. And today, at the end of this message, we're going to give you an opportunity to receive that hope. I'd like for you to grab your phones, pull up the YouVersion Bible app. We're turning together today to Luke chapter 8. Now, the words are going to be up on the screen, but we encourage you to look it up on your phone so that you can find it later to read all around us and to read for yourself for it. With it. But let me set up this passage for you. You see, the story that we're about to read is recorded in 3 out of the 4 Gospels. And what has happened is that Jesus has been ministering to crowds. He's been teaching, he's been preaching, he's been healing people, he's been delivering people, and now it's time for them to travel together. And so he says to the disciples, hey, let's all travel together. Let's get in the boat. You got it. So Luke chapter 8, starting in verse 22, here's what it says. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, let's cross to the other side of the lake. So they got into a boat and started out. As they sailed across, Jesus settled down for a nap. I'm going to pause right there because did you notice Jesus took a nap? And we're always talking about be like Jesus, right? Hey, I mean, I think there's some of you that this is what you needed to hear to find out that it's okay to take naps. Jesus did it. Maybe that's all you need. Yeah, like we'll see you later now, right? Or we'll continue. Here we go. But soon a fierce storm came down on the lake. The boat was filling with water and they were in real danger. The disciples went and woke him up shouting, Master, Master, we're gonna drown. When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and the raging waves. Suddenly the storm stopped and all was calm. Then he asked them, where is your faith? The disciples were terrified and amazed. Who is this man? They asked each other. When he gives a command, even the wind and the waves obey him. I'm going to invite you to bow your heads and close your eyes as we talk to God for a moment. God, I pray that as we unpack your word for us today, that you would help us, that you would challenge us, and that we would change. Help us to realize that you're in the boat with us no matter what happens. In Jesus' name, we all said, amen. A few years ago, my family got an invitation to go on vacation at someone's beach house. It was in Florida. It was right on the beach. There was a swimming pool. There was a beach. There was the water. And the best part, there was a dock that went out into the water. And on the dock was 2 jet skis. We were allowed to use the jet skis. And whoa, did I love driving jet skis. It was so much fun. And here's a few things I learned about driving jet skis that summer. One was that if there was barely any wind, then there was hardly any waves, and you can make a jet ski go really fast like that. I got my jet ski up to 72 miles per hour. It was fast. Oh, yeah, it was great. But if there was wind, then the waves were choppy, and it was a whole different experience to go on a jet ski. I was trying to get some air. Loved it. It was amazing. But since we were the last family to use this beach house before the season was done, they asked us, they said, before you leave, will you take the jet skis off the dock and take them to the boat ramp that's 5 miles away, put them on the trailer and park it into our garage for the off season. So we're like, sure, no problem. I was excited. We got to go one last time on the water before we left. So Shalee and I, we got on the jet skis, and we're on the water, and we're about to make the 5-mile trip on the water. We're like, this is great. When all of a sudden, the whole sky got dark. The wind started blowing. The waves started getting choppy. A storm came from nowhere. There was lightning. There was thunder. It was crazy. I mean, we're trying to go. We're looking at each other. This is crazy. Like, these waves are the highest waves we've ever seen. Lightning's going everywhere. And then the rain started. Okay. Raindrops. Big Florida thunderstorm raindrops. Coming down, we're trying to go as fast as we can. The wind's blowing in this direction, and rain's coming. It felt like someone was hitting us with rocks. And I'm trying to, we're looking at each other. We're looking at each other. I mean, we couldn't even hear each other or talk to each other, but we knew this was it. We're not going to make it. Like, this was not a good idea. It was so bad, so terrible that we crashed and drowned. Some of you got that. No, we didn't. We didn't crash it. But it was the worst 15 minutes of our life. We did end up making it, but we hurt really bad. It was not fun. And now I have lived this to the moment that I can tell you all, guys, you don't have to try this yourself. Just don't ride jet skis in a thunderstorm in Florida. It's not fun. Now, Jesus and his crew, they got into a, they were going and crossing the lake, and all of a sudden, a terrible storm popped up out of nowhere, all of a sudden. Now, if I was preaching this message anywhere else in the country, everybody would be like, oh, I've been there, done that. Like, yeah, it just seems like storms are just, it's good, and then it's bad. And for Wisconsinites, you're like, sounds like Tuesday. I mean, like, I remember moving here to Wisconsin. I was told, hey, pastor, if you don't ever like the weather here, just wait 15 minutes because it'll be something else. I mean, don't worry about whatever that weatherman says because, you know, he's the only guy who can be totally wrong and still keep his job. Right? But this storm that they were talking about here in Luke chapter 8, it was a bad storm. Now, how do we know? Think about this. Jesus, his disciples, 1/3 of his disciples were experienced fishermen, okay? They had been on boats. They have been on the sea. They have been through storms. They have done this, and yet all of the disciples were fearful for their lives in this storm. It was bad. We just read that the boat was filling with water, and they were in real danger. They were worried. They were afraid. And they believed that this was the end. And where was Jesus during the storm? He was taking a nap. What? Think about that. How could he do that? I mean, what do you think the disciples thought of that? They're like, we're all going to die. I'm getting motion sick. There's water coming up. We're all going to drown. Hey, where's Jesus? Oh, he's over there taking a nap. What? You go wake him up. You go wake him up. No, you go wake him up. Like, I'm going to wake him up. And they finally went over to wake him up. Can you imagine? Excuse me, sir, Jesus, we're all about to drown. You see, they found him sleeping. They woke him up. And the story as recorded in the book of Matthew, it says that they said, Lord, save us. We're all going to drown. And in Mark, they said it slightly different. It records as this, teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown? You see, they couldn't believe that Jesus was not part of their dire situation. And when it comes to our lives, we would prefer for it to be smooth sailing, no wind, easy going. And it just seems like all the time, out of nowhere, chaos comes. We don't know our up from our down, our left from our right. We're like, where did this come from? Why is this happening to me? We're wondering what is going on. Everything's crazy, chaotic, and where's God in all of this? Taking a nap? Does he even know? Does he even care? Is he even there? Did he abandon us? But let me tell you. Jesus hasn't left you or abandoned you in your time of need. You see, did you notice in this story, in Luke chapter 8, what the disciples seemed to miss? It was the fact that even though they were in the worst storm of their lives, where they believed they were all going to drown, Jesus was still in the boat with them. Like, I don't know how he was sleeping. It must have been the ultimate sleep machine. I mean, Jesus snoring on a cushion. But he was there. He didn't disappear. He didn't say, oh, guys, this is bad. I'm jumping overboard and running on the water back to the shore. He didn't do that. He stayed in the boat. He was there with them. He never went anywhere else. And then they woke him up. And Jesus said he wondered where their faith was. It was evident in their panic and in their desperation that they forgot that Jesus can do anything. A few years back, September 6th, 2020, Labor Day weekend, Focus Church decided we're going to have an outdoor service. It was going to be fun. We're going to set up chairs outside. We're going to invite some food trucks and everything. And as we got closer to the weekend, all of a sudden, the weather forecast changed, and we're going to have rain all weekend. And so I began being asked, like, Pastor, are we going to cancel? What are we going to do? And I'm like, well, it's Wisconsin, and do we trust the weathermen? And so we had to set a deadline to say, you know what? We have to wait to the last possible moment on whether we have to cancel or not. And that last possible moment is going to be 8 a.m. Sunday morning. Now, in preparation for this, this is where I finally upgraded to the premium version of the Weather Channel, because I thought maybe they might lie less to me if I paid them extra money. And so I woke up at 3 a.m. that Sunday morning and turned on the news, the local news, the NBC 15 news. And there was the weatherman giving the weather forecast for the day. Rain all day. Great. I began texting all our leadership, all our staff said, pray. The forecast calls for rain. 4 o'clock, weatherman comes back on. He said, well, there's been a slight change. It might not rain all day. Pray. Texts went out. Pray. 5 a.m., weatherman gets up. He says, I don't know what's going on, but it looks like now there might be an opening where it might not rain between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock today. I began thinking, ooh, are we supposed to move our service to 2 o'clock in that window? Could we pull this off? I don't know. But what we did know is that we're going to pray. Because here's what we knew. Here's what we believed, that we serve Jesus. Jesus can do anything. And I've heard a story one time or another where he, like, said something to wind and to waves, and they listened to him. And we're like, why can't we ask for the same thing? And so we kept on praying. And the weatherman changed his report at 6 a.m. to say, oh, it might not rain for a bit after 12 now. We're like, ooh, we're getting closer. 7 o'clock, it's still raining. But everything changes at 7:06 a.m. Let me tell you what happened at 7:06 a.m. The rain that has been pouring down stops. And in its place, there is a wind, a high sustained wind of 40 miles per hour that goes for over 20 minutes long. And then stops. The weatherman gets up, 8 o'clock. He's like, I don't know what's going on, but I just experienced something that's a cool phenomenon that we've never seen in the Madison area before. It's something I only read when I was going to school to be a weatherman. And he's describing this scientific thing about how pressures change all of a sudden. It creates this wall, and this wind comes rushing down, sustained for 40 miles per hour for a period of time, and then it disappears. He's like, ah, I can't believe he was geeking out over it. And he was saying, I don't know how this happened. And I can tell you exactly how it happened, because there was a group from Focus Church praying to a God who could do anything, who prayed for the weather to change, and God came down and stopped the rain and blew that by 8 a.m. Not only was it not raining, but that wind dried the entire ground. It was a miracle. God can do anything. And no matter what you're facing in your life, no matter what's going on, no matter what chaos, storm that comes up, that you're like, that came from nowhere. And you feel yourself rocking back and forth. Your life is upside down. You're like, where's God? He's still in the boat and he can do anything. But why didn't they believe? I mean, they were with Jesus. Jesus was physically in the boat with them. They could look over and see him in the boat with them while this is taking place. I mean, we just have to know Jesus is in the boat with us. But why did they not believe? They had the same problem that we do. We forget. We forget who God is and what he can do. We forget that he's always there and that he cares. And if we're going to change something about being able to go through life and being able to be in the boat and weather the storms that are going to come, if there's something that's going to change, is we got to change our response. And maybe we can take a clue from what Jesus was doing in the middle of the storm. What was he doing? He was napping. He was resting. So if we're going to make a statement today on how we're going to change as we approach life, it might look something like this. It's found in the blue box on our notes. It says this, that no matter what happens to me, I will rest in God's faithfulness. Rest. Not survive. Not hold on for dear life. Rest. God's got this. He's in control. He can do anything. But far too often when we give our lives over to God, when we say yes to him, we make him the leader of our lives, we believe our life is going to change. We believe that our life is going to be filled with butterflies and rainbows. That we think, because I made the most important decision in my life, because I've given my life over to God, that means my life is going to be perfect from here on out. Smooth sailing. I'm never going to get a bad doctor's report. I'm never going to be sick. I'm never going to have a health problem. I'm going to have an amazing marriage. I'm going to have great finances. I'm going to get raises in my job and my career and get my dream job. I'm going to have the best behaved kids in the world. We think this. Now, as I'm saying it out loud, it kind of sounds silly. But we believe that there's going to be no pain and no sorrow and no trouble. There's only one place where that takes place. That's heaven. But while on this earth, something else takes place. And we get a clue from Jesus himself that this is what's going to happen. I mean, we get shocked when all of a sudden chaos erupts in our lives. But Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, he says, "Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows." And another translation says, "In this world, you will have trouble." Thanks. Wow. So encouraging, Jesus. You're awesome. Like, we're going to have trouble? You mean, wait, the same trouble I had before I knew Jesus, I'm still going to have after I know Jesus? And maybe worse? I didn't read that small print when I said yes to God. And we feel like bailing out. But there is a difference. There is something different now. See, I'm so glad that when Jesus said, "Hey, on this earth, you're going to have trials and sorrows. You're going to have trouble," that he didn't stop right there, because even though that might win the award for the most encouraging thing Jesus could ever say to us, he does say something better as he continues. He says this, he said, "But take heart, because I've overcome the world." Take heart. That means be encouraged. Grab on to hope. You got this because you're with Jesus and he can do anything. He's taken over. He's overcome the world. You see, when you make Jesus the leader of the life, you're still going to have troubles. But the difference is this. You are now not alone. Jesus is in the boat with you. Let me tell you, whatever chaos, whatever storm, whatever trial, whatever sorrow, whatever trouble you are facing, no matter how chaotic it is, if Jesus feels good enough about it to nap while he's in the boat with you, that he's not stressed about that, that he's not worrying. I mean, I guess, have you ever heard someone say, hey, don't worry unless I worry? Then you should really worry. Maybe Jesus is saying that. He's like, hey, as I'm reclining on this cushion, don't worry unless I'm worrying and I'm resting. Maybe we shouldn't worry either. So we need to trust Jesus as we follow him. Maybe we need to learn to nap amid chaos, just like Jesus. Something needs to change when the boat gets rocked. I'm going to invite you to bow your heads, to close your eyes as we take the next few moments to talk to God. God, it might be a surprise to some people who are listening here in person or watching online that it's not going to be easy going when we turn our lives over to you, that we're still going to have troubles, that we're still going to have chaos. And we read a story like this and we almost want to make fun of the disciples for thinking they're going to die while you were still in the boat with them. But God, we feel the same way when chaos erupts in our life and we don't know what to do and we think you're not there. We think that you don't care. And yet, you've always been there. You're in the boat with us. So God, can you help us change our perspective, to change our attitude, to change our trust in you, realizing that you're there, you care, you're in the boat with us, we're not alone. No matter what chaos, no matter what storm suddenly comes up, that this is not the end. That no matter what happens, may we be able to say, I trust you. You're still in control. You can do anything. So God, help us. Help us grow in our faith today, that when the boat gets rocked, when chaos erupts in our life, help us to rest in your faithfulness. Help us to nap amid the storm. We love you, God. And we thank you for never leaving us, nor forgetting about us, not abandoning us. Thank you for being there for us. In Jesus' name. And while our heads are still bowed, our eyes still closed, I'm reminded that we said at the beginning, if you came today looking for hope, that hope is found in Jesus, and we give you the opportunity to receive that hope, and here we are at the end. Maybe you have chaos in your life, and you are alone, because you haven't made that decision to put Jesus in charge of your life. And so he's not in your boat right now. Well, maybe today could be the day that that all changes as you say yes to him. See, God loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus to pay the price for your sin and mine so that we could be forgiven, so that we could be set free, so that we could become a part of God's family, so that we could live life with hope and joy and purpose. We're not talking rainbows and butterflies, but we're talking hope, joy, purpose, mission. God brings focus to our lives. And today, you can pray that prayer. I want to help you with that prayer. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray this prayer out loud in bite-sized pieces. I'm going to encourage you to repeat it after me out loud as well. The Bible says it's with our heart that we believe, but it's with our mouth that we say it out loud. God, you're in charge of me. But you're not praying alone today, because I'm asking the entire Focus family to pray this prayer with us. So whether you're here in person, you're watching online, let's pray this prayer together right now. Say, dear God, I'm sorry for the sin of my life. I need you. I believe you love me so much, you sent your son Jesus to pay the price for me. I want to live for you with you in charge. Give me hope. Give me freedom. Bring focus to my life. In Jesus' name, amen.